The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I wasn't impressed, but when you look at the socialism and you look at what it can do, that's what you're talking about there. And yeah, that's become like the Socialist Party. In fact, I heard there's a rumor the Democrats are going to change the name of the party from the Democrat Party to the Socialist Party. I'm hearing that.
Well, why shouldn't they? I mean, they're all socialists or communists. Just come out of the closet. I mean, seriously. Be honest with America. That's the president of the G20 saying he heard it. Master level. It's got to be troll level 11. I've heard they want to change the name to Socialist Party. Even if it's not true, it may as well be. Let's return. I'm sorry. The call board is absolutely full. My friends, be patient. It is Ask Dr. G Anything Day. It is Second Amendment Day. We have Kurt Schlicht in the next segment. But I have to play one audio cut before I go back to your calls. This is Kamala Harris speaking for the Democrat Party. There's nobody who disagrees with what she's saying. Because remember, when they lifted their hands, when they were asked to vote about illegal immigrants, listen to her logic, and then I'll give you my take. Kamala Harris last night, cut three.
A mother who pays a coyote to transport her child through their country of origin, through the entire country of Mexico, facing unknown peril to come here. Why would that mother do that? I will tell you. Because she has decided for that child to remain where they are is worse. But what does Donald Trump do? He says, go back to where you came from. That is not reflective of our America and our values, and it's got to end.
So what's the logic there? Let's just take the logic train to its final destination. A mother gives her child to, I didn't know it was pronounced coyote. Who's she pandering to? Human traffickers? Coyote? Isn't it? I mean, I know I chose this country and I'm an immigrant, a legal one, and I have a little bit of an accent. I'm sorry. I thought it was coyote. Yeah? Thank you. Leroy's nodding there, for I shall take that. Anyway, so the mother pays for her child to be smuggled by a coyote, and we don't let that child in. Okay. Let's be logical. How many people live in the world? More than 7 billion. There's about 200 countries. I've just picked five or six that are really quite destitute in the majority of their population. China, 1.4 billion. India, 1.3 billion. Mexico, half the size of America, 126 million. Let's pick a really bad one. Afghanistan. I've been there, okay? Outside of Kandahar, which is controlled by the Iranians, outside of Chicken Street in Kabul, it's a pretty bloody destitute country even now. 31.6 million. Let's pick a dictatorship like North Korea. 25 million. And let's pick one right around the corner, 80 miles away. Cuba, 11.2 million. According to Kamala Harris's logic, every single one of the people in those benighted countries should have the right to come to America. Right? Because they're suffering. Because they're poor. Because they want a better life. I just picked six countries. Population total. So remove the elites, 1%. The party officials. That's just six countries out of a possible 197. But that number of human beings is 2.9 billion. This country is 320 million. So we should just let in what? At least 3 billion people to America? I mean, it's immoral not to, right, Kamala? Let me use that logic on your income. There are poor people in America. Lots of poor people still. Homeless people. California has, what, a third of America's homeless people, we were told. How much do you earn? $30,000? Let's say you earn $50,000. It's about the median income for a family. Shouldn't you give not 10% of your income to the poor? Because they'll still be poor people. Why don't you give all your money to the poor? Who do you think you are, you hater? Don't you have compassion? Give it all, if you're serious. That's her logic. Which means what? It means at the end of the day, you, your family, cease to exist. You are destitute. And that's what's happening to America if the Democrats win. If you let everyone in, there is no America left. It is that simple. It is like the sun coming up in the morning. Her logic would lead to the destruction of our nation as an independent, functioning homeland. We have so many calls, I feel bad. We're going to go to Kurt Schlichter next, so let's get one call in. Let's go to line one. Lou, Queens, New York. Lou, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Dr. G. And I also came to this country illegally, and I don't like what the Bolsheviks are doing out there. I just had a quick question.
Can I ask where you came from, Lou?
Columbia, South America.
Can't quite catch that on your accent. Well done.
No, I went to, when I knew I had to get rid of my accent, I went to a speech pathologist to try and get rid of it.
Wow. Well, you did well, my son. I haven't got rid of mine yet.
Thank you. So basically, I have a question for America. Why isn't what the Democrats are doing out there nothing more than a shell game or a three-card Monty? And they're lying to America. They're robbing America. And what they're also doing, the media is the shill. I've seen this in action in the streets of New York, where the guy sets up his little table.
Uh-huh.
And people are standing right nearby saying, oh, this is good. He did it before. It's real.
I've seen it.
Those are the shills.
Yeah, the shell
media
games.
Is
right.
The shill, and American people are getting taken.
Yeah. Are they getting taken? Are you worried?
I am worried because this is becoming a banana republic. I left a banana republic. This is a horrible situation. Thank God for people like yourself. Thank God for this president who has stepped in at the right moment, is the right person with the right character to make a difference. America needed them, and they need people like yourself.
When you use your, Lou, when you use your personal story, your experience, your family's experience with those around you, does it ever resonate? Do people understand how legitimate what you're saying is?
They have no clue. I speak to people who are born in this country,
right,
and they don't respect the value of the Constitution and what the great founders of this country did, and we're allowing this. This is like our democracy, the republic, is like a mayfly. You know, it's only temporary. If you don't watch out, you're going to lose it. So it's sad what's going on, but the media has to be corrected, and we spoke about it before,
yeah,
that we have to unbundle the media, and this way we won't buy these crappy channels, which we're made to support.
If we unbundle cable, CNN the next day, dead, defunct, gone. Lou, have we given you a copy of my book?
No, not yet, Dr.
Okay,
Ian, I appreciate it.
Stay on the line. Great story, Lou. Keep telling the truth. It doesn't matter if some of them don't understand. We cannot, as you said, we cannot afford to become a full-blown banana republic. You deserve a signed copy of Why We Fight Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Don't forget my new book. It's already available for pre-order. Go to Amazon.com. Look for The War for America's Soul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The latest article is already up on our website, our daily take. Go to SebGorka.com. Next, are you ready? Buckle up. Colonel K. Kurt Schlichter on America First.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you'll have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I
had a lot of credit card debt and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I don't know if I'm ready for this segment. I've just given him a new name. I call him Colonel K. You know, like Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now. I used to call him Colonel K, but I just made up a new name for him when I tweeted him out. I call him Ben Shapiro's lethal libel lawyer. He is Kurt Schlichter. Do you like that, Kurt Schlichter?
Oh, the horror, the horror. I feel like a snail crawling on the edge of a straight razor and litigating.
But you are the man that won that case for Ben Shapiro, are you not?
Well, I have a team of lawyers.
Cut that out.
No, false modesty. Any commander says they're doing the job.
Listen to him. Such a pro.
He's a bad commander.
I got a
great team. I'm proud to lead him.
All right, he is the man who, if you go to townhall.com, if there's a poll of Never Trumpers, the articles they hate the most are Kurt Schlichter's articles. It's just a fact. He is a friend. He has been hosting my colleague's show yesterday, Hugh Hewitt. He just got off guest hosting my other friend Larry O'Connor's show on KABC in LA. Welcome, Kurt Schlichter, to America First.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka. I like being the understudy for the greats.
Again, false modesty. Cut it out. Now, I'm going to do something really... Forgive me, Kurt. I'm going to play you an audio cut from Joe Scarborough. I'm sorry.
Oh, please don't make it his music.
No. I would never, ever do that to you. But you know...
I know Nickelback makes fun of his music.
Jake Tapper yesterday said something that was actually correct. And just like a broken clock, Joe Scarborough did the same thing today. And I just have to play this to you. This is Joe Scarborough on yesterday's Democrat debate, Cut 4.
Last night was a disaster for the Democratic Party. My only hope is people were not watching. Here's the second thing. Won't be popular among the base. But if you want to beat Donald Trump, it is a position of every Democrat on that stage that illegal immigrants, if they cross the border illegally, should get health care for life. It is then the position of every Democrat on that stage that if they cross the border illegally, it's not even illegal anymore. Now, that may make Democrats feel really good about themselves, right? But that loses Wisconsin, that loses Pennsylvania, that loses Florida, that loses North Carolina, it may lose Virginia.
I hate to do this to you, Kurt Schlichter. Do you agree with Joe Scarborough?
It had to happen. Statistically, someday I had to agree with Joe Scarborough.
It's like those monkeys, right? You get enough monkeys with typewriters, they will write Shakespeare sooner or later, right?
Sooner or later. I mean, I don't agree with his hairstyle. I don't agree with his girlfriend. I do agree with that. It was a utter disaster that, and you know, Donald Trump didn't even tweet.
Yes.
He didn't tweet because why would you interrupt your enemy while he's making a mistake? And this was a big mistake, Dr. Gorka.
Don't get in front of a dumpster fire as it is burning. This isn't just wishful thinking on our part, is it, Kurt?
No, it's there. I thought I was hearing things. As I understand it, their position is We are not allowed to defend our border. If an illegal alien crosses the border, he cannot be sent home. And more American citizens in places like Minnesota, Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Florida must spend their money giving free health care, better health care than our veterans on the street get, Dr. Gorka, to people who should not be here in the first place and who Democrats refuse to send home. What the heck?
Now, look, call me crazy. I hope, I really hope that Democrat strategists aren't listening to the show. Although Media Matters does, they just transcribed my hit with Lou Dobbs yesterday when I called the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court a traitor to the U.S. Constitution. Thank you, Media Matters, for the transcription. It's real. I love it when you transcribe my hits. It saves me a lot of money. But anyway, the fact is, it's so clear what the Democrats have to do. They have become the party of rich, white, entitled America. That's who they are.
They're the Chardonnay party.
Yeah, totally. The limousine liberals, the champagne socialists, all they have to do is get back to their roots and try and win the middle, try and appeal to the salt of the earth, working class, blue collar Americans. Everything they said last night pushed them further and further away. Kurt Schlichter, I'm happy they're doing it, but how do they not see that?
I don't know. I think it's such a MSNBC echo chamber of stupidity that they can't figure it out. Look, my friend John Nolte from Breitbart, I wish I had said it myself, but he tweeted out there were at least four or five times when Joe Biden could have locked up this nomination by simply looking at his friends, and I'm paraphrasing because he used some Salem unfriendly language, and said, what the heck are you people thinking?
Yes.
All he had to do was point out that this is crazy. The idea that the solution to crime is to take guns from law-abiding Americans, that the solution to the immigration problem is to throw open our borders. It's not even open borders, Dr. Gorka. It's open borders and we'll give you free stuff.
Right.
The problem with crime in America is too many criminals are in jail.
Okay,
what?
So let me ask you this in the last 2 minutes we have with you in this segment before we come back. Did that leave you feeling even more confident, or is the fact that we've still got almost 500 days to go mean that we cannot for a second be complacent about 2020, Kurt Schlichter?
The second, Dr. Gorka. Look, I'm a retired United States Army colonel. I was in Desert Storm as part of 7 Corps, a very small part and very much in the rear. But when we were in 7 Corps, we destroyed the Republican Guard.
Right.
But we trained as a corps to fight a well-equipped, motivated enemy that understood Soviet tactics and had prime Soviet equipment. And that's who we trained to fight. We ended up fighting a bunch of unwilling conscripts with equipment that didn't work and they didn't understand tactics. You always fight the strongest possible enemy. And that's the lesson I learned watching other people do the fighting in Desert Storm. That's the lesson we need here. We can't fight a bunch of clowns. You know, we got the furry. We got the guy who looks like he's trying to sell you his term life insurance. We got Kamala Harris. We got this Stevie Nicks woman. The one that worships the Earth goddess.
The author. Please, Kurt, quote-unquote, the author.
Yeah, the author. It's a clown show, but we can't think we're racing a clown car. We got to think we're racing a Porsche. This isn't when we lighten up and say, phew, this is when we double down. Let's run up the score. Let's get the president the mandate he needs to restore our country for every single American, regardless of race, sex, or any of that other nonsense.
That's
America first.
That's a good name for a radio show. That's why Kurt Schlichter always wins, and that's why every single article he writes for townhall.com leaves the Never Trumpers in a blubbering little pool on the floor. Check them out, townhall.com. He's Kurt Schlichter, KurtSchlichter. He's got quite the Twitter action there. We'll be back with Kurt in a moment. This is America First.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
You do July 4th right, whether you're entertaining or taking advantage of a day to tackle your to-do list. Lowe's is here to help with July 4th savings. Shop in-store now and get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And for 7 days only, save $9 on a twin pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now just $14.88. Whatever's on your list, hurry into your local Lowe's for deals this July 4th. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid in-store only through 7/10. Charcoal offer valid through 7/4. Limit 5 twin packs per customer while supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
So the good people at MyPillow said, hey, Sebastian Gorka, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? I was skeptical, but what did I have to lose? I'll tell you what I did lose, my insomnia. No more folding the pillow, no more flat pillows. It changed my life. Listen to me, you need MyPillow. It stays cool all night, no more waking up to flip to the cool side. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. You can toss a MyPillow pillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Use the promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
We are so fast here. The team is so tight. We are knit together. We have already posted our interview with Sarah Carter in the last hour, in which we give you the details on how Twitter and Google want to put you, yes, you, in a political ghetto. The video is up on my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and also up on Facebook, Sebastian Gorka. We are going back to our guest, Kurt Schlichter, the man who makes never-Trumpers cry with every word he writes. Kurt, welcome back. I have to play you
You'll hear the audio. Those who are watching us live will see the stream, the video on our webpage. This is the president on the G20 today. First things first, how the media behaved, and then the way he responds. He's sitting next to Vladimir Putin or standing next to Vladimir Putin, and how he responds to the question of Russia meddling is priceless. Cut 12. So first, they call themselves journalists. It reminds me of the locker room after a game of rugby when I was 15 years old. And then the classic thing is, are you going to tell him not to meddle? And for those who couldn't see the video, it was classic, my old boss. He just looked to Vlad and said, don't meddle, and then looked back. Kurt, that's how you do it, right?
I'm doing great, and I listened to that. I listened to those. They are to journalism what Joe Scarborough is to rock and roll.
Nice.
You know, this newfound Russian concern, this new awareness that Russia is a threat. Welcome to the party, guys. You know, as a guy from a family in Hungary and a guy who served in the British Territorial Army. You understood the Soviet threat. I'm sitting here by my beautiful wife, who literally escaped from the Soviet ally Cuba. I served in the Cold War in West Germany back when Germany had a West Germany. I don't need to be lectured to these guys about the Soviet threat. Yeah. I've lived it. I know how to defeat a motor rifle regiment with a cavalry squadron. I don't need lessons from some goateed hipster in Brooklyn. You know, who's wearing a T-shirt from a band I probably never heard of, cluing me in that Putin ain't a nice guy. And I just loved the president's smirk. As he's got no use for it. He can read this guy. He knows what Putin is. He knows what Putin is better than any of these
guys. He's killed his Secretary of Defense, on his orders, the Commander-in-Chief, has killed more than 200 Russian mercenaries on Syria, on his command.
Yeah, yeah. Trump's running up the score on these, you know, proto-commies. Yeah. What did Obama do? He wanted, give me some time to be flexible, Vlad. Trump's like,
Hey, Kurt, be fair. No. Be fair. He said, give me some flexibility, give me some time, Vlad. And then he sent Hillary off with that plastic reset button. Okay?
God.
Full picture. Yeah, legacy.
It was legacy. An embarrassment.
Okay? Oh, and look, then he shipped blankets to Kiev to stop the tanks. Remember?
Yeah, I know. When I was in the Army, I trained Ukrainian soldiers. I served with Ukrainian soldiers in Kosovo.
Wow.
It's one of those bitter gallows humor laughs. Yeah, they send blankets when their T-90s rolling down the road.
Right.
Thanks a lot. You know who drew the line for freedom? The president drew the line for freedom, and the Russians backed off.
What is your expectation?
You know, disgraceful.
We have to go. I have to ask this. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit obsessed. When it comes to the people that I detest the most, in the last 30 seconds we have, I have to ask you, because you've written so well about them, and your latest article is up on my Twitter feed, Go Woke, Get Broke. Is the Never Trump movement dead, Kurt Schlichter? 30 seconds.
It is the Never Trumpers are a zombie movement of cruise shilling hacks. And to them I say,
ahoy.
Ahoy, you losers. No one likes you. No one wants you. And I know you're mad because no one at the White House will return your call, Bill Kristol. I know you're sad because no one wanted the Weekly Standard anymore and no one will subscribe to the Bulwark. Too bad. Freedom has passed you on. Liberty has passed you on. Conservatism has passed you by. You're nothing. Go watch Joe Scarborough.
This from the man who has made the use of the cruise liner little meme emoji, an act of information warfare. Kurt Schlichter, follow him on Twitter. Kurt Schlichter, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls here from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor is the real deal. It worked for me. It can work for you. when people like Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt say this is the relief from daily aches and pains that I enjoy, why shouldn't you give it a try? $19.95. Is it not worth $20 for you to find whether or not Relief Factor can give you the pain relief that I enjoy every day? Four little capsules in the morning, four little capsules at night, and I have no back pain anymore. Go to relieffactor.com, order your three-week quick starter pack, $19.95. See the testimonials from people like you around the country who are now pain-free. $19.95. You owe it to yourself. Try Relief Factor. .com. Our number here, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And you can also contact us via our webpage where we are streaming, sebgorka.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get two free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com. We are back. Don't forget, if you miss anything, go to iTunes, subscribe now. It is free. We like free, don't we? It's a good price. Go to iTunes, look for America First, and you can download the show within minutes of the show ending. All 3 hours are up there. Our best segments, my monologues, we post them almost as soon as they occur on YouTube. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, on YouTube. It's the quickest way to find it. We are going back to your calls. The number here on America First is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Line 5, Christopher in Massachusetts. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Sebastian. How are you?
Better than I deserve.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. I'm a constant listener. My problem, as this motorcycle goes by, thank you, is all these inane, uneducated people that like to talk about climate change, and I am a lifelong student of history.
Yes.
And, hello, you know, 12,000 years ago, we had the floods that are in the Bible and et cetera. When Mark Antony pulled up to Cleopatra's palace on the Mediterranean Sea in the year zero and docked his boat, you've got to put on scuba gear and go down 38 feet to find it. And also there are volcanoes. A volcano can change the atmosphere
yes.
in a blink of an eye beyond what we have done with our own emissions in our short period of time. When Hood went to Glacier Bay, he couldn't get in.
Right.
Now, cruise ships go up there. That wasn't caused by the industrial age or carbon emissions. Also, we are working on those things, so don't get so crazy about it. You know, we are working on it. Our little contribution that has accelerated maybe a little bit the natural progression of the Earth.
But your point is so well taken, Christopher. If you just open a history book, if you look at the hot ages, the hot periods we've had in the past, the ice ages and the fluxes, one thing where I grew up in England a few centuries ago, okay,
mm-hmm.
had vineyards, Christopher. Vineyards. They made wine. Okay?
Mont-Saint-Michel was not an island.
Right. you know, it's called the climate for a reason, because it changes.
If people look at go online and look at the latest radiograph images of the English Channel, they will see that it was an outflowing from the North Sea,
yes.
and that England was connected to the continent, and it was bisected by a river, which caused a channel, and that's why it's called the English
Channel. Christopher, stop using facts. Democrats will hate you for it.
Christopher,
I got to run. Got a full okay. call board. Christopher, history, it is absolutely vital, not only to that, but to so many other things. Let's go to line one. Doug in Los Angeles, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, sure.
When I was watching the debates last night, as much as I could stomach it, not one question on reparations.
Isn't
that amazing?
Isn't that interesting? So why do you think that
yeah.
is? What happened?
Well, you know, I think they would have to explain themselves, because I'm thinking about this logically. I think, first of all, they got to rename themselves. Instead of the DNC, they got to be the FSP, Free Stuff Party. and so once the Free Stuff Party explains that we all got to pay the African Americans to be traced back to slavery, reparations, well, then they're going to turn around and find out that Elizabeth Warren wants to give the gay and lesbian community reparations for an unfair marriage tax penalty.
Right.
So then they're going to turn around and then do that. I think it's only going to be fair until they come up with a couple of other grievance groups, like, oh, I don't know, people displaced from the Mexican-American War or whatever. And we'll have all these reparations that we can't do anything about, the American Indians that were displaced. And they're basically going to be in a circle just trading reparation credits.
I know. And at the same time, Doug, you know what they're actually doing. And thank you for calling. They're just buying votes. You're totally right. On that issue specifically about the reparations craziness and, you know, the things that we have to be punished for that we didn't commit, you've got to listen. This morning, Fox and Friends, my friends Diamond and Silk, absolutely priceless. Listen to these two wonderful ladies who we'll have in the studio soon. This morning, Fox and Friends, Cut 9, Diamond and Silk.
Kamala Harris was a prosecutor that had black men locked up for the same thing she was doing, smoking weed. She does not have a good record.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm looking at them. Joe Biden should have hit her back. Her record is not clean either.
And then how is Kamala supporting the same party that segregated her and her family? She's in support of the same party. It's not just Joe Biden. It's the party. The Democrats are the party of segregation, and she supports it.
Doug, are you still there?
Absolutely.
So she's the one who's talking about reparations, but she's in the Democrat Party. How insane is that?
There's no logic to any of this.
No,
and it's not going to have a good end, because sooner or later they're going to have to pick a side on who they're going to give these reparations to. And inherently, isn't it racist to
forget that, Doug. You're being logical. You got to stop it. Common sense, logic. We're dealing with the Democrats. I'm just raising one issue. We're talking about reparations. We're talking about Kamala Harris attacking the front runner, Joe Biden, on the issue of segregation, when she's doing it from the party of segregation. The sheer insanity. No? Am I imagining things?
No, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
It's only going to get better. I mean, and then you got Beto O'Rourke answering his questions in Spanish.
You're right.
As the good Irishman
that he is. Hang on a second, Doug. Thank you for calling. How is that not cultural appropriation? An Irishman speaking Spanish during a presidential candidate's debate, that's cultural appropriation. Oh, and by the way, and I'm grateful to my friend Chris Plant, who has the morning show here on WMAL, you do know why Robert Francis O'Rourke speaks Spanish, right? You do know this. Because their maid was Hispanic. The maid called him Beto. Did she wear a uniform? Was she allowed to look into their eyes when she spoke to them? They're made. These are the Democrats. They're made. Call him Beto. Hypocrisy. You can cut it with a knife. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Important things for you and your future, given what we're hearing from the Democrats. Are you aware that gold has reached its highest price in 6 years? And chances are it could go much higher before the end of the year. You can trust my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call now, 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. If you already own precious metals, ask for their free holdings evaluation to make sure that your investments are on the right track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. They are Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And don't forget to tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
snowflakes got you down? Had enough of Nancy and Chuck? Well, the doctor is in the house. Coming at you live, America First, with Dr. G.
Thank you so kindly. Yes, indeed. We are America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation, more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms. Don't forget iTunes. Look for America First on the podcast app, and YouTube. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to, Second Amendment question, line two, Clint in San Bernardino, California. Welcome to America First.
The force is strong with you, young Sebastian.
Oh, my gosh. Superb, Clint. Welcome back.
Greetings. Well, I was going to go on the debate thing with the Democrats, but it's like hearing a bad joke over and over and over. But the question is with California, I don't know how many other states are following suit. They're restricting purchasing of ammunition. Well, I think that a lot more folks are going to wind up reloading their casings. And I'm wondering if the Democrats are going to wind up putting restrictions on the equipment and materials for folks doing that. What do you think?
I think they will always try and find a way to limit our Second Amendment rights. I think I'm not sure I'm up on the latest developments, but I think what they're doing in California is now the proposal is to buy ammunition every single time they want you to go through the equivalent of a background check for buying an actual gun. They just want to make it as hard as possible. Then if that doesn't work, if that doesn't slow it down, I think, you know, the components, you'll have to have a background check to buy brass casings or the actual bullet heads or the primers. But at the end of the day, I mean, did you hear Kurt Schlichter on the show, Clint?
I did, yes, sir.
I mean, listen to what he said. He just said, look, most Americans, and I include, you know, I'd say a fair share of Californians, react in a certain way to the idea that you're going to cut crime by taking away the guns of law-abiding citizens. It's just not going to resonate, Clint. What do you think?
Well, I think you know what, I'm seeing shades of a prohibition. You know, back in the day, they outlawed alcohol, but then it was the outlaws that had alcohol.
Right.
You know, it's. I think this is going to be, you know, a turn of the same suit.
Yeah. No, I think whatever they will always. It's like water. They will. You block one area, and the water they'll try and flow around it until they can take your Second Amendment rights away. But as long as we are here, have breath in our bodies, we will not let them. Thank you, Clint. What a voice. He is the James Earl Jones of America First. Next hour is Second Amendment and Ask Me Anything. Our phone number, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Ask Dr. G anything here on this sweltering, muggy, humid D.C. Friday.
This is not CNN.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.